Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning, Jesus is predicting the scattering of the sheep. You probably can say, well, looking around, maybe they have been scattered this morning. It seems like an odd text because he's predicting Peter's denial. And as I was reading the text, I said, well, wait a minute. Didn't we just go through the passion, the crucifixion, and the resurrection? Didn't we just go through Easter? Why are we taking a step back now and looking at predicting Peter's denial? And then the text said, well, wait a minute. It talks about Zechariah. Quoting Zechariah, where I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. But it talks about that one in particular sheep, Peter. Bold Peter. How can we relate to this text? I thought the best way would be to look at Peter. See if we can relate to him and his personality. Jesus knew Peter better than Peter did. Jesus knew that he had to teach Peter one more lesson. One more lesson in humility. One more lesson in who was, if you want to say, in charge. You know, I've been always interested in characters. The Old Testament, New Testament characters, they just kind of really grabbed me to just study the persons. Maybe that's why I'm the personal growth person. I like personalities. Peter, in particular, is a neat personality. We've all read about him. We all know a little bit about him. Oh, yeah, bold Peter. Maybe there's a little bit of Peter in each of us. You know, a couple weeks ago, we had a message on Thomas and how Thomas doubted Jesus. Call him Doubting Thomas. Peter denies Jesus. Do we call him Denying Peter? No. We call him Bold Peter. We call him Peter the spokesman for the disciples. Peter, the one that stands out more than perhaps any other disciple. Can we relate to Peter? Do we relate to Peter? I always like to read about Peter and say to myself, yes, Lord, make me as bold as Peter in my faith. Well, let's look at his personality. If Peter was to come into my office today, I'd give him a Myers-Briggs personality assessment. If you haven't done it yet, you will. Looking at the person of Peter, we would say this personality type is outgoing, accepting, friendly, enjoys everything, and makes things more fun for those so they can enjoy it. They like action, making things happen, know what's going on, and they join in eagerly. They find remembering facts is more important to them than mastering theories. Of course, if you're the same type as Peter, which is basically an extroverted, sensing, feeling, perceptive personality, you're probably sitting there going, yes, that's me, action type hero. I'm going to be the best pastor out there. You can just count on that. Can you see Peter saying that as well? Yes. I'm Peter, the best disciple there is. Because if we look at our text, he says, not me, Lord. I'll never deny you. I would rather die than deny you. This personality type, if they don't develop their feeling type of their personality, they get caught up in interaction of the moment, with no mechanism of weighing, evaluating, or anchoring themselves. If they do not find a place where they can use their gifts and be appreciated for their contributions, they usually feel frustrated and may become distracted and overly impulsive and over-personalize their actions and decisions. Sounds like Peter. Fits him to a T. Characterize. Personality. That's Peter. That's who is standing there and saying to Jesus, I will never deny you. I would rather die. But Jesus says, when the rooster crows, you'll deny me three times. Peter, can we relate to him? Sure we can. You bet we can relate to Peter. He was a fisherman. How many of us could raise our hand and say, hey, by trade, I'm a fisherman? Probably not many, but can we relate? Can we relate to Peter when he says, when Jesus says, come and follow me? And he leaves everything behind. And he follows. Have we left everything behind? And are we following? We can relate. Can we relate to Peter when Jesus says, who do you say that I am? And Peter says, you are the living Christ. Can we relate and confess that as Peter did? When Jesus was washing the feet of the disciples, when Peter says, not my feet, Jesus insisted that he must wash his feet. And Peter says, but not just my feet, but my whole body. His boldness. Can we relate to that? Peter, the one who takes a sword out in the garden and cuts the ear, ready to die for Jesus. Bold Peter. Can we relate? Willing to die? Peter, the one who before the rooster crowed denied Christ. Can we relate? Ooh, we could probably say, well, wait a minute. I could relate up to Peter, up to boldness and everything else and standing up and ready to die for Christ, but I'm not sure I can relate to him on that last part there. The denial. For I will never deny Christ. I'm studying to be a pastor, or I am a pastor, or I will never deny Christ. Not me. Not me, Lord. Never. Never will I deny you. We probably say that to ourselves quite often. Never will I deny him. But can we relate that perhaps in our everyday life we do? Perhaps in our everyday life when we no longer acknowledge Christ as our Savior? And you say, well, I've never done that. When we sin, we're denying Christ. When we refuse to walk in His will, we're denying Christ. Oh, perhaps you will never come under the, you know, if you want to say the direct denial, as some people perhaps have in their lives. We do every day. When I look at this text and I think about Peter and his denial, I always have to remind myself of the Columbine with Cassie Bernal. When she was asked, are you a Christian? Right then and there, she could have said, no. No. Not me. That other person down there might be. But she said yes. It's just reported that the hostages in Iraq are being asked that same question. Are you a Christian? Being a retired military man, I can almost put myself in that position and wonder what I would say. Would I be as strong as Peter? Or perhaps as weak as Peter? Two different sides of Peter. But I can't leave the text there. I can't leave the message right there because, as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story. The rest of the story is the forgiveness that we have through Christ, the forgiveness that Peter had from the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The forgiveness that Peter felt. Then also the rest of the story we see in John 21:15. We know of Jesus reinstating Peter. Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? Jesus is going back to Peter and asking him before everything happened that night. When Peter said, not me, Lord. They may fall away, but not me. For I love you so much, I'm willing to die for you. Jesus now is coming back and saying, do you really love me? Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? And Peter says, you know I love you. And Jesus asked him three times. Sound familiar? The three times, do you love me? And then Peter says, Lord, you know I love you. And Jesus says to him, go and feed my sheep. What a great relating of this story or this character of Peter. And the reinstatement of Peter this week after the assignments and the call. Because we too are reinstated, even in our denial. Jesus says, do you love me? And we repeat back, yes, Lord, you know I love you. I'll even die for you. And he tells each and every one of us, go and feed my sheep. Amen.